It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Hello there. How are you? It's kind of an exciting moment for all of us. I can feel the tension and doubt in the air, can't you? I'm Philip Habib, and welcome to another fun-filled episode of Broken News. And we're here to help you make it through another day of exciting news. And let's see if we can stomach all the news that we've got. Okay, one story that we've discovered is an article about how to tell if food is bad, if the food that you have, say in your refrigerator, and you're not sure about the expiration date. Well, fortunately, we have our Broken News staff here, and of course, they're second to, well, to everyone. And our Broken News staff, they absolutely love food. Kind of unusual, isn't it? It is unusual. No, they love to eat, especially if someone else is buying. And this is what our Broken News staff, how they've researched this story about how to tell if food has gone bad. And some of their inside tips from all their research indicate that if you're not sure about a certain food item, keep this in mind. If it smells worse than your dog, don't eat it. Or if your dog won't eat it, don't eat it. And another thing our Broken News reporters have discovered is that if you have something in your refrigerator that's green, if it's not a vegetable, don't eat it. For example, it could be green, but if it's chicken, beef, or say mayonnaise, you're urged to throw it out. And now we move on to some other items out there in newsland. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, you may have heard that he's thinking we're doing too much to help Ukraine, and he is calling the war in Ukraine. Basically, what he's saying is it's a territorial dispute. Okay. It's a territorial dispute. You know, a territorial dispute is like when your dog comes over and poops in my yard. Okay, that's a territorial dispute. Okay, this is an actual war of an independent nation being invaded. So, well, that's Ron DeSantis. So what are you going to do? And also in the news, we have kind of a range of stories in this episode, actually, so that you know that money is being spent well. There is research being done where under a microscope, researchers have discovered that a mouse's colon could become art. If you examine it under a microscope, you might have a great work of art there. Isn't that comforting? Isn't that good to know that that's how our grant money is being spent? That's how, you know, grants are being written, going after hard-earned dollars. And let's see, you know, do we go after low-income housing? Do we go after ways to get food to people who are in need? No, we're going to go up a mouse's ass and see if we can find some work of art there. See if there's something there that will be worth our while. And now let's move to some real headlines. These are some weird and wacky headlines. It's so important how you phrase something. These are some headlines that actually appeared in newspapers near me and you. Here's one. Enraged cow injures farmer with axe. You know, cows seem so, they seem so sweet. They seem so gentle, but gosh, if one goes nuts and grabs an axe, anything can happen. And here's another one. An actual headline. This is how it appeared. British left waffles on Falkland Islands. Mm-hmm. British left waffles on Falkland Islands. I think this goes back to our first story about food. I wonder if the waffles, by any chance, if they could have been green. Well, that's our program for today. We certainly hope you enjoyed it. Thanks so much for joining me. This has been Broken News with Philip Hey Babe. It's been great to have you with us. And I hope you'll check back in with us next week. And remember to please tell your friends about Broken News. If you feel like it, promote us on your Facebook page, because we need listeners and we need subscribers. So thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Philip Hey Babe. Take care.